CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Hang on, she's back.
Oh, maybe.
6:07 on a Monday.
Maybe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. What's happening?
Are you... Missed you.
Yeah.
Missed the coast.
You've had a throat infection.
Yeah, I'm in the wars. I have got, recovering from a throat infection. Mm. I had a PCR test and I've had lots of RAT tests and I definitely don't have COVID, but I'm just in the wars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I knew it. Is that the voicemail that I left you? Yeah, because you didn't answer your phone. I was like, oh, this
never
dude.
Answer. Then I've got voicemails I can play on air. Perfect.
Yeah,
it's all recorded. It's all there
so
recorded.
Sneaky. Oh my God, I sound more alive than that. But I still don't feel 100%. So I thought I was okay to come back to work today, but I feel like I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, and you're coughing a lot.
Yeah,
you don't seem well.
I don't know if you can see it dripping.
It is a hot studio, but not that hot.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know.
You're going red.
I know. I feel so, I think I have to go home.
You struggled up the stairs. You're achy and everything.
I don't know, mate. I think it's been so cold the last few nights.
Yeah.
Like, so cold. And as soon as, the afternoon comes, I'm like, oh, I think I'm feeling good. And then the cold weather comes back around and it's like, oh, I'm back at square one again.
Yeah.
So it's not fun.
How do you get a throat infection? I've never had one.
So, fun fact.
Kissing.
When I, when I get really excited and I'm like, you know, we're at thunder and I'm like, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
I strain my voice a lot, right?
Yeah.
My throat is always the first thing that goes. And then obviously we had these fake babies and I wasn't sleeping and still, you know, doing the 75 hard stuff. And
yeah.
Obviously overdid it. So the first thing, and I overdid it so far that I strained my voice, I was exhausted, and then kept going and then got a throat infection. So my throat's always the first thing that goes. But I'm lucky that I didn't get tonsillitis because usually that would be the next step.
And then they got to whip them out.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
Well, yeah. The doctor was asking me about it. I was like, oh, nah. Like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. So were you doing this 75 hard where you don't sleep and exercise all the time? Were you still doing this when you're
sleeping.
Sick?
I did do a couple exercises on the first day. And then the second day, I couldn't keep water down.
Oh.
And a part of it is to drink 4 litres of water. So I literally couldn't finish it because I had a glass of water and then I was head in the toilet.
I think it's the 75. I think it's the 75 hard that did it.
It is not.
Sleep is just as important as exercise.
You don't think the robot babies had anything to do with this?
Or 75 hard.
Busy week.
Waking up at 3 a.m. ridiculous. You need your sleep.
No, I was getting 8 hours sleep. No. I was going to bed at 6:37.
So Ari has experimented for all of us here.
I'm literally dripping.
And found out for all of us, don't do the 75 hard. It makes you sick. If you don't get sleep, you get sick.
Not true.
Black Eyed Peas, CFM's Adam and Ari, 6:10. What are you doing? You going home?
Going home. Sorry, Ad.
See you, Ari. No, it's fine.
Love you long time.
You can't help being sick.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
Thanks for the first talk break.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
6:14, that cough there. Ari's still in the studio. It takes a little bit for her to pack up, so she's still here. She's going to help me out with a 5-second rule. Can I ask before we play it, what's the future of the 75 hard? Is it continuing after you're sick?
If you don't complete a day, you have to start from the beginning again. But I am going to continue with as much as possible before I go to Cairns at the beginning of July.
Right.
And then I'm going to start again.
I don't want to give up. But you have to for your health. It's bad.
I just haven't exercised and had 4 litres of water on that one day. But I've done everything else. I've still read. I've still ate healthy.
Yeah, but it's made you incredibly ill.
No, it hasn't.
75 hard did it.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
All right, Ari, before she leaves, it's going to help out with a 5-second rule.
All right, Adam, you've got 5 seconds and you're listening to... Name 3 magazine titles.
Women's Day, New Idea, Ralph.
What?
Is that right?
It's
new. What did I say? New Idea. Is that one?
Yeah. It's got lots of gossip and stuff in it.
And does it count if you name a deep one that's long gone from 2006?
Yeah, that's Ralph.
With ladies in bikinis or whatever.
Yeah, that was disappeared a very long time
ago.
I
know.
Geez, flashback there.
Yeah. All right, Ari, here's one for you before you leave.
Okay, you're definitely going to beat me.
All right, Ari, can you please name for me three percussion instruments?
Sorry, what?
Three percussion instruments.
I actually don't know which one is a percussion instrument.
Not even one? Just guess quick.
No.
Like the drums, the bongos.
I was going to say drums.
Drums,
like,
congas, bongos, jambes.
Oh my God.
I think the xylophone even counts.
All right, I'm sick. It doesn't count.
Off your pop.
Okay, Glen 20. Get the Glen 20.
Thanks for being a guest on the Adam Davidson Breakfast Program.
No problem.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
My fellow Australians, it says a lot about our great country that the son of a single mum who was a disability pensioner who grew up in public housing down the road in Camperdown. Can stand before you tonight as Australia's Prime Minister.
That's Ariane Lee, and Australian Prime Minister.
Yes, we've got a new Prime Minister. Anthony Albanese won the election on the weekend, if you haven't heard. It was looking like he was going to have to form a minority government with some of the independents, but news.com.au are reporting that he's got the 76 seats he needs to form a majority government. The ABC's still not calling that. So he may actually have a majority government. He may not need to work with the independents, but looks like the country, apart from Braddon, so our seat here in Braddon swung heavily to the Liberals, so obviously a lot of people here happy with Gavin Pearce in his seat, but the rest of the country went Labor and independent, which is pretty interesting. But the one thing I didn't like about this election campaign, the one thing that I think was missing, was a Chaser election special. Where were the Chaser boys? That's a sort of election tradition for me. I had to go back and watch the old DVDs. So later on in the show, before 8 o'clock, I'm going to try and call Charles Firth from The Chaser. I have his number, and he's one of these fellas that always answers his phone, no matter whether he recognises the number or not. So I'll call him just before 8 o'clock and be like, Charles, where was The Chaser election special?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Time now to play Who Dat. The phone number to play is 1300 655 922. I'm going to run three audio clips. Only one of the three audio clips is Harry Styles. The other two are not. You tell me which of the clips is Harry Styles. If you're correct, you go in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu, clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. Phone number again, 1300 655 922. Here are the clips. Is A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever, it's not true.
B.
The airline staff told me that I wasn't allowed to smoke and use cigarettes.
C.
I know I'm not ugly. You know, I know I'm the right side of ugly.
Do you know your Harry Styles? 1300 655 922 to tell me which of those three is Harry Styles. Here we go again. Here's A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever, it's not true.
B.
The airline staff told me that I wasn't allowed to smoke and use cigarettes.
C.
I know I'm not ugly. You know, I know I'm the right side of ugly.
1300 A, B or C, which is Harry Styles? Here's Harry Styles. Oh yes, Harry Styles on CFM. We're actually doing the Harry Styles challenge right now.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Brittany from Sulphur Creek on with me to play Who Dat. Here's clip A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever, it's not true.
Here's B.
The airline staff told me that I wasn't allowed to smoke and use cigarettes.
Here's C.
I know I'm not ugly. You know, I know I'm the right side of ugly.
Brittany, which one do you think's Harry?
Hey.
Why do you say C?
It just sounds like him.
Sounds like him?
I know I'm not ugly. You know, I know I'm the right side of ugly.
Brittany, I'm sorry, that's Robbie Williams.
Ah, oh good.
Sorry, Brittany, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. All right, we've narrowed it down to two. We've got A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever, it's not true.
And B.
The airline staff told me that I wasn't allowed to smoke and use cigarettes.
1300 655 922 if you know which of those two is Harry Styles.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Tiff from Studley, how are things this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Bit tight this morning, actually.
Bit tight, are you?
Yeah,
did
you have a good rest, buddy.
Did you have a big weekend, busy weekend?
Oh, yeah, it was a bit busy and then just didn't get much sleep.
Yeah, didn't you?
Nah, that's just the way it goes, isn't it? Work and then a 50th birthday and not much sleep, so...
Right, yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, Tiff, do you know Harry Styles? You're a fan?
No, I'm not really a fan. I know who he is.
Know who he is.
Wouldn't say I recognise his voice that well, though.
So we're going for a stab in the dark today?
Yeah, of course we are.
All right, one in two shot then. We've got A and B. Here they are. Here's A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever... It's not true.
And B.
The airline staff told me that I wasn't allowed to smoke and use cigarettes.
Which one's Harry Styles, Tiff?
Let's go with A.
If they tell you that you're the best thing ever, it's not true.
Hey, Tiff.
Yeah?
You've done it.
Oh, yes.
That is Harry Styles.
See, always go for A and you'll get it eventually.
Eventually it will be A, yeah, exactly. Clip B was Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Clip A, indeed, Harry Styles. So you're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. Tiff, we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Wonderful, thank you very much.
And get some sleep tonight, will you?
I'll try to.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
23rd of May today, time now to have a look at it in history. On this day in 1969, the BBC ordered 13 episodes of the comedy classic, it would change comedy forever, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Monty Python's a Flying Circus.
On this day in 1980, the horror film The Shining was released.
Here's Johnny.
Good film, very good film. On this day in 2000, Eminem released his third studio album, the Marshall Mathers LP. Was on this day in 2006 that an anonymous bidder paid $2.75 million for the phone number 666-6666. Was during a charity auction in Qatar. And on this day in 2020, Powderfinger reformed for a one-off live-streamed charity performance called One Night Lonely.
Thanks for having us. Powderfinger's One Night Lonely. We call this hilarious, isn't it? We're here to put some smiles on faces. Get close to the telly. Turn it up. Enjoy yourselves.
It was their first concert in over a decade and 90,000 fans watched at the time on YouTube.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the week, 7 past 7. No, Ari. If you are just joining us, she was here this morning for the first couple of talk breaks, but she went home. She was sick. She couldn't really make it through a 3-minute talk break without coughing. I can attest. And she was sweating. She was sitting there. She was bright red, going pink and sweating. So she's really not well. She's got, you know, chills and aches. She can't make it up the stairs properly. She has a throat infection. I've never had one of those, so I don't really know what it's like. But she seems flu-y, basically. Flu-y. But plenty of show on the way. This hour, before 8 o'clock, I'm going to try and call Charles Firth from The Chaser. He won't let me down. He always answers his phone. Rain, hail or shine. It doesn't matter what time of day either. He answers his phone. I have his phone number. He's not expecting the call. But I want to say to him, Charles, where was the Chaser's election special? That's the best thing about an election campaign is the Chaser's election special. I want oversized novelty props. I want pranks. I want skits. Where was me Chaser? Don't worry, I'll ask him. Word Sanger on the way. More ways to win with Word Sanger. You could win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater. Dog News on the way as well. And on our Facebook pages, don't forget there's two now, CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, asking today, what word can you not say properly? We'll get to some of your comments next, or you can call me 1-300-655-922. What word can you not say properly?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Today... CFM Burnie, CFM CFM... I'm still struggling to remember the Facebooks. CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport, on those Facebook pages, we are talking today about what word can you not say properly. My sister Bronte, when she was young, she couldn't say the word properly. So she'd go around to people happily proclaiming that she couldn't say properly. Samantha has said mackerel. She can't say mackerel properly. Sarah, specific. Sarah, I specifically asked you to wear a mask. Caroline said she can't say cancel or council or council, the other type of council. Shanae said crayon or crown. She struggles with Madison, cruelty, echidna, squirrel. I've just realised I've picked a topic that's going to mean that I have to say every word that's hard for everyone to say all morning. Penny can't say phenomenon and dislocated. Danica can't say binoculars. Diane said cinnamon, she can't say properly. And Rebecca can't say rural, which is, I think it's really hard to say rural as well. Rural. How do you say rural properly? Keep them coming in, CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, or you can call me and try and say it on the air, 1300 655 922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Dean Lewis on CFM. Today we're talking about what words you can't say properly. Phil and Sam have been in touch. Phil from Burnie can't say museum. Sam from Burnie can't say caramel. Keep them coming in. Here's Dog News. Well, koala poo is being sniffed out by detection dogs to help experts understand how the marsupials are recovering from the black summer bushfires. A team of five dogs has been deployed to track down koala scat, providing samples for experts to examine their health by looking at hormone levels, gut micros and pathogens and all that. The research is probing how resilient koalas are to natural disasters and providing insight into the endangered species' health. The project began immediately following the tragic 2019-2020 bushfires, with detection dog Bear the first that was sent to locate koalas in badly affected areas. Bear, who is trained to track down koalas through the scent of their fur, was then joined by four other equally talented detection dogs to sniff out the marsupials' scats across forest floors in New South Wales and Queensland. We are hoping that what we find this year, 2 years after the fire, will bring some much-needed good news, one of the researchers said. The first round of surveys taught us that even in fire-devastated landscapes, we could locate surviving koalas. Now we will look at health markers and also compare the number of individuals we detected in each survey to build a picture of the species' resilience to such events. The research is critical given koalas' endangered status across New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT. We know the fires significantly impacted these koala populations, and we hope through this research we can better understand koala health and how we can help koalas not just survive but thrive going forward, Conservation Officer Wendy Simpson said. It's hoped the study will offer insight into why koalas living in healthy habitats are also struggling to survive. So good on dogs helping us out to discover what's going on with those koalas. No, I just want a dog. By doing their favourite thing, really, sniffing poos. So the dogs are happy, we're happy, hopefully the koalas are happy. I just want a dog, I just want a dog, I just want
a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films. Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Good morning, that's Toxic Pony. It's 20 minutes to 8.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Now's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. You got to call 1300 655 922 to play this game. It's called Word Sanger. Our word machine, Theo, he gives you two words and you guess the word that goes in the middle to make up the word Sanger. All right, here we go. Theo, word machine and supreme gentleman, what do you got for us today?
Your words for today are bench and club.
So it's bench something, something club. Bench something, something club. We're looking for that something that goes in the middle at 1300 655 922. Bench something, something club. There's one word in the middle there that links it all up. Do you know what it is? 1300 655 922 if you do.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Chantel, how are you?
Good.
The word machine Theo will give you the words and you give us that middle word, all right?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Your words for today are bench and club.
What goes in the middle, Chantel?
Is it press?
The word for my Sanger is press. Bench press. Press club.
It is, Chantel. Nice work.
Thank you.
You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater, and we'll draw it Friday and let you know.
fantastic. Thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Now, to me, the best part of an election campaign is the Chaser election special that usually comes along with it. But we didn't have one this year. I'm not sure they did one last election either. So I've got Charles Firth from The Chaser. I've got his number. He always is one of these people. He's a bit of a weirdo. He answers his phone. No matter what the time is or what the number is, he'll answer. So I'm going to call him in a sec. But if you don't remember which one Charles is, if you remember The Chaser's War on Everything, he's the guy that did Firth in the USA. He was always over in America messing around with Americans.
What about this one?
That looks like the Leaning Tower of Pizza in Italy.
That's right. But what most people don't know is that it is actually in Australia. Oh, yeah. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is the replica. This is the Leaning Tower of Perth.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
But isn't Italy's about 500 years old or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But ours is older. Made by the Aborigines.
Okay, I didn't know that. That shows you how ignorant I am.
That's Charles Firth. I'm going to give him a call now and ask him, where was the Chaser election special? We missed out this election.
Hello.
Hello, Charles.
Yes.
G'day, mate. This is Adam calling from Tasmania. I'm the guy that calls you out of the blue on my radio show from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Good close friends?
Yes, exactly.
Now, Charles, I just wanted to call you out of the blue and ask how you're feeling about the election and the campaign in general that just occurred.
Well, wasn't it wonderful, except Tasmania didn't really pull its weight, did it?
Well, I'm actually calling you from Braddon, which is like the only place in the country that swung heavily to the Liberals.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm calling as well, Charles, because I thought it was a terrible campaign, because where was the Chaser election special?
Yes, I agree. It's almost as if when you cut $800 million out of the ABC, they don't have enough money to fund decent, interesting programs.
That's true. I had to go back to the old DVDs and watch the old ones.
Well, they would have all been the same joke.
Well, yeah, that's true. So you're saying hopefully under Labor, more funding for the ABC and potentially next election we could get a special?
Well, you know, far be it from the Labor Party to break promises. But they have exited. One of their promises was to restore the ABC's funding, which was cut by about $90 million per year. So, it doesn't have to be Chaser, but I think we might be seeing some more interesting programs under the ABC.
Oh, hopefully. Well, I just don't think any election campaign is complete without some oversized novelty props and the Chaser getting involved and doing trust falls.
Mind you, we did release, we released a song that went to number one in the chart. Did you see this?
Which song was this?
It was a cut-up of Morrison's first performance in the first debate. It was about 3 weeks ago. And it was called, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this, it was called Coal Makes Me Cut.
Yes, I did see that and it was hilarious. I loved it.
And it went to number one.
But imagine if that was on our TV screens.
I know, it would have been nice.
And then later a DVD available in the shops.
Yes, exactly, like the old days.
Exactly.
And we could have earned the royalties from the DVD and all bought houses.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine the DVDs would have been all right, pretty lucrative.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, Charles. I appreciate you just talking to me out of the blue, completely out of the blue. You had no idea I was calling you, and because you did it, do you have anything to plug, a podcast, anything like that?
Yeah, well, our Chaser Report podcast has been going great guns because we've been doing the election edition. We're doing it for another 3 weeks. We're doing a whole week of election wrap this coming week. So look out for the Chaser Report podcast wherever you get your podcast. But also, and then after that, we're moving to a live format for our podcast, which is very exciting. So that'll kick off in mid-June.
Yeah, and I know you do some theatre dates from time to time. Can I just suggest the northwest coast of Tassie? Because Braddon...
So we're bringing Warren 2022 down to Tasmania at the end of the year.
Yep.
So we'll have to find... So where is there a good theatre in Braddon?
Parranapple Arts Centre's pretty good. Amy Shark's playing there very soon.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, we'll be there in December.
All right, and you can plug it in this show anytime. I'll just call you whenever I feel like it, and
fantastic.
You can just be ready to go at all times.
Yeah, I am. I always am.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks, mate.
See ya.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to the week 8 past 8. There is no Ari. She's still out with a throat infection.
Yeah, I've got a throat infection.
She was here earlier. She was here at 6 o'clock. She did make her way in, but she was still sick and went home. So she joined me for a couple of talk breaks, like the old days. But then she was off again. Ari and I often go to the Northwest Thunder games. Well, we do. Every home game in Ulverston, we go to rev the crowd up, give away some freebies, all that stuff. I had to do it by myself on the weekend. Yes, that's right, without the hype, Ari. I had to do the hype by myself. So I've learned to do that by myself. I've sort of learned to do it all by myself now. Yeah, I don't know. I tell you what, cold this morning, cold. People in the summer, they're always talking about, you know, oh, it's hot, it's hard to hold the steering wheel, it's so hot. But we often forget the steering wheel gets freezing in winter. Honestly, this morning it was hard to hold the steering wheel, it was so cold. Especially if you're out towards Elizabethtown. At the moment, it's still -1. So rug up. We really are into the cold period of the year. Coming up, we are talking about what word you can't pronounce properly. What word can you not say? Get him in. CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie. Or you can call 1300 655 922. That's the number to play Chorus Kings as well. We'll do that later. Birthday book coming up. It's all coming up. Here's Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran at CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
These birthday shout-outs were submitted on our website, cfmtaz.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth, and lots more. We just have the one today, Brody Elphinston from Rocky Cape. Brody, you turned 16 today. All the best for today. Happy birthday. Love Mum, Dad, Alex, Kira, and Brianna. Hip, hip, hooray for Brody is 16 today. And then it just says, hope your day is a... And that's the end. Remember, you can register birthday shout-outs at cfmtaz.com.au and you could win that voucher to Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Here's George, 685, and Derulo on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Had a call this morning from Jane. She doesn't want to be on air, but she's looking for a job. If you're hiring anyone in admin, she's looking for a full-time position. She is in work at the moment, but not in the best situation. She's being bullied at work. The person bullying her has had a written warning, but it seems like she's getting the blame rather than the person that's got the warning. It's just not the nicest situation she's in at her current job, and she's looking for another job. If you're hiring anyone in admin full-time, get in contact with us. Jane is looking for a job. We have her phone number. Our office line, if you want her number, is 6424 1919. 6424 1919, and I'll pass her number on to our admin staff and they can get you in touch with Jane. She almost recently got another job. There was heaps of people applying for it and she got narrowed down to the final two and just missed out on the final two. So we know that she is competent and she's a good worker and worth hiring as well. So her name's Jane. If you're looking for someone to do admin or something around admin, a full-time worker, Jane's your girl. So contact us and we'll put you in touch. 6424 1919 is our office line.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Let's sing.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
This little competition we call Chorus Kings. You call and sing for your chance to win, basically. I'll give you the line of a song. You give me the next line at 1300 655 922. Singing preferred. If you get the line right, you'll be in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Local like us. Today's song is an Australian classic, so you got to get it. Out of respect for our great nation of Australia. Here's the line.
You'll never know what hit you when I get to you.
What comes next is what I'm asking you. 1300 655 922 if you know.
You'll never know what hit you when I get to you.
Come on, do it for Australia.
You'll never know what hit you.
1300 655 922 if you know the next line.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Kelsey from Devonport is on to play Chorus Kings. How are you feeling? You ready? You nervous? You excited?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Little bit nervous? All right. Nah, you got this, Kelsey. Come on, you can do it. Now, you know the artist?
Oh, Savage Garden.
Of course. Great Australian act. I'll give you the line, Kelsey. You take it from there. Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Go, Kelsey.
I want you. I don't know if I need you, but oh, I died if I now.
Oh, what a great job. Let's check the tape. Won't you? I don't know if I Kelsey, you're a champ. I think I like your version better.
Me too, absolutely.
You've nailed it this morning, Kelsey. I'll pop you in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll be in touch on Friday if you're drawn the winner.
Awesome, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Today we're asking on our Facebook pages, don't forget there's two now, CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, what word can you not say properly? Roxana said, when my son was little, he would say vanilla instead of vanilla. As I said earlier, my sister Bronte, when she was younger, used to go around happily proclaiming to everyone that she couldn't say ploply. Debbie has said, my son used to say cumabumma instead of cucumber. Keep them coming in. They're all great. CFM, I almost said the old Facebook. Still getting used to it myself. CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport is where you can find the Facebooks. I have a mate, Ian Perkis. The way he tries to say Vietnamese is very funny. So I'm going to give him a call.
Good morning, Ian Perkis.
Hey, Ian. How are you going?
Okay, but how are you?
It's Adam.
Yeah, g'day, Adam.
I was just... today's talk topic is what word can you not say properly, and I was just going to see if I could get...
You rang me up.
I thought I'd ring you up and ask you, could you please say Vietnamese for me?
Look, there are two words I can't say, a Vietnamese and a anesthetist. Who would put an ES and a TH in the same word next to each other?
That's a good question.
And like, as God is my witness, I have never been able to pronounce them. I just have to say it the way I say it.
Yeah, Vietnamese is how you say that.
Vietnamese.
That's all over the place. And anaesthetist, was it?
Yeah, look, I can say Vietnam and I can say anaesthetic.
Yep.
But I just can't say Vietnamese. And anaesthetist.
What about phenomenon? A lot of people have said that this morning.
No, I can say phenomenon. No, I can't. I didn't even know that. Phenomenally.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Phenomenally. So you got that down, Pat, but not the Vietnamese.
And yeah, I've got a mate in Vietnam in the Trang, and I want to go there and do, like, you know how Top Gear did the motorbike trip from south to north Vietnam. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
And conquer my fear of not being able to say Vietnamese.
Yeah. Face your fears, Ian. Straight ahead. Straight into it.
Well, okay. I mean, you've just landed your first breakfast gig. What's the words that you can't say?
I struggle with rural. I can say it when I'm focused on it, but if I'm just saying it in a sentence, rural, it's just like, it's just like a...
Look, it's one of those, because it's got two R's close to each other, and it's just one of those words. I'm sure a lot of people struggle with rural. And, like, now you're on the northwest coast, so the word rural will appear in news bites and a whole bunch of stuff. And rural youth, who obviously do AgFest each year.
Yeah,
so you're stuck with it, I'm afraid.
Well, thanks, Ian. One more time, can we get Vietnamese?
Vietnamese.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the week. Just Adam, no Ari. But we are asking on our Facebook page today, CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, what word do you struggle to say? We've got some great ones coming in. Shimani has said multiplication. See, now I'm realising I can't say multiplication. Oh, my God, I can't say multiplication. multiplication. Oh, why did they give me a job on radio? Susie said, my daughter says arcs instead of ask. I love that one. Sometimes I do that on purpose because I find that one so funny. I say stuff like, I specifically asked you to wear a mask. Love it. Yeah, some really good ones coming in. We did have one from Erica who said, a lot of people seem to struggle with the words sorry, please and thank you. Erica with the old school manners there. Nice. A few people saying squirrel. They struggle with squirrel. I tell you, squirrel is a bit harder to say than the Americans say it. So if you struggle to say squirrel, just say it like an American and go squirrel. Turn it into one syllable. Instead of squirrel, squirrel. And then you're sorted. CFM Bernie and CFM Devonport, keep them coming in. I'm loving watching them come in this morning. There's some great ones in there. Municipality, yeah, that's not as hard for me this morning as multiplication. I'm going to have to practice multiplication. It's not easy. Chainsmokers coming up, Killing Heidi as well. This is Lost Frequencies with Callum Scott on CFM. Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Thank you very much for all your comments this morning. CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport on Facebook asking today, what word do you struggle to say? Sharon has said, my daughter can't say married. She says married instead. She's not Victorian, is she? Isn't that, that's a bit of a Victorian accent. Married, album, that kind of stuff. Jerry Shears, Boss Man, you'll hear him with the Victorian accent sometimes. It's from their 1980 album, like that. Married. So maybe that's the excuse for your daughter. Just say she's Victorian. But she says married instead of married, although she can say marry. So Sharon told her daughter to think of the word Barry before she says it. So now whenever she says married, you can see her under her breath saying Barry first. Anik said Mariah Island. Mariah Island. Yeah, it's not the easiest one to say, that one. Judy can't say cutlery. Melissa can't say lolly gobble bliss bombs. I don't know what they are. Is that a euphemism? A few people struggle with the word ambulance, it looks like, as well. And Judy has said, for nearly 25 years, I would say chimney instead of chimney. And Judy would even spell it with an L. So I actually just thought the word was chimney. Keep them coming in. CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport. There's some really funny ones on there. Jimmy Barnes is next on CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast done. No Ari today, although she was in earlier. This was earlier. This was 6:08 this morning.
Yeah, I still don't feel 100%. So I thought I was okay to come back to work today, but I feel like I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, she actually was going red and pink and bursting and sweating, and she looked really unhealthy. She definitely couldn't make it through any talk breaks without coughing. She was achy. She's still ill. She got a throat infection, and I told her it's because of this 75 hard lifestyle thing she's been doing. It's too much. She's run down. You don't have time to sleep with this thing. Look it up. It's ridiculous. But I told her, she reckons it's not that. But I reckon that's how she got sick. She's run down because she's not letting herself sleep. Sleep is as important as exercise and healthy eating. It's just as important. Get some sleep, Ari. Come on. So she might be back in the morning, might not be. She has been sick for some time, so we don't know. Tune in at 6 and find out. Or maybe she'll come back and then go home again. So you might get a brief bit of Ari in the morning at 6 before she goes home. Who knows? Only time and the Lord know the answer to that. But next up, Mickey has your workday hit, so enjoy her, and I'll see you tomorrow morning from 6.